You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo, what's up? My name is Shalene Johnson. Thank you so much for tuning in to Build Your Tribe. I am a New York Times bestselling author. I'm the creator of several business and personal development online academies like the Courageous Confidence Club, Smart Success, an academy created specifically to help you figure out how to get your life and your business in order. And of course, the Marketing Impact Academy. Marketing Impact Academy is all about building your business using the resources we have online. Specifically, how to build your list, how to create passive income, and how to do so in a way that doesn't destroy the fun, you know? It allows you to live a life. It's the shortcut. It's the way to do things in the right order, in the right sequence, and not kill yourself or have to spend a boatload of money in the process. Many people also know me from the fitness industry. And you might also subscribe to my other podcast. My other podcast is called The Shalene Show. And that show is specifically, well, I guess you could say it's kind of a life coaching type podcast. I created it for people who just want to be better. So we talk about everything from diet to emotions, relationships, just about everything and anything. And from time to time, I bring on incredible authors and experts. Now, for those of you who are new to subscribing to Build Your Tribe, I'd like to just say thank you. And thank you for subscribing. Thank you for writing your reviews. And I hope you enjoyed my last broadcast on Periscope. I've received so many messages from people on Twitter or who have actually jumped on one of my live Periscope broadcasts to say, hey, I actually downloaded Periscope after listening to your episode on Build Your Tribe about Periscope. So I thought I would do something pretty cool. I'm kind of excited about this social media platform. And I'll tell you, not since Instagram have I had that feeling, that sense that something is going to be huge, like H-U-G-E. And as I always say, it's so much easier to be an early settler. I'm not one who would recommend people get there first, but I do think it's important to be there second or third and just kind of figure things out, or at least establish yourself and set up an account, download the app, try to use the same name that you use just about everywhere else for simplicity's sake, and just take a look, especially those of you who are comfortable being on video, and in particular for lifers. Now, a lifer is someone who is a lifelong learner. In order to consider yourself or call yourself a lifer, I like to say you need to be a lifelong learner. You have to be a nice person. You have to be a humble person. You have to have a sense of humor. You can't take yourself that seriously. You must believe that you've got lots of room for improvement. And you just have to be really curious about other people, learning new ways to do things better, new ways to build our businesses and to connect with each other online. So welcome lifers, and I think lifers in particular are going to love Periscope because there's so many great online marketers and people just teaching, like teaching everything from cooking, Bible lessons, marketing, makeup tutorials. Like I've seen all kinds of super cool, even like how to make a sweet potato. I watched this afternoon, I tuned in to Sean T when I got a notification that he was on live, and I watched him make a sweet potato in the microwave, 4 minutes to deliciousness. So lifers, I think you're gonna love Periscope, and what I thought I would do, just to experiment with it, is broadcast a couple of live business and marketing Q&As on Periscope. That way I could take your questions and I could repurpose the content for my podcast. I know, kind of brilliant, right? So the way that I did this was I took your live questions on Periscope, and at the same time, I plugged in my microphone and I was just recording my conversation, answering questions about business, marketing, and just about anything else. And so that's what you're about to hear. Now, I know you want to be a part of this, so yo, whether you're an Android user or an iPhone user, time to download Periscope. And follow me. I will try to do these on a very regular basis if, of course, you're enjoying them, and if, of course, you're sending me hearts, because hearts are the way to fuel the energy and the enthusiasm and the popularity and the notoriety that we need in order to build a platform on Periscope. So hopefully you will tune in and be able to ask your questions. Now, you may hear in this live broadcast, the sound quality is a little different because I was like holding the mic. I'll figure this stuff out as we go. But I also want to make sure that if you do jump on Periscope and you are asking me a live Q&A, be sure to list your name and, if you want, even your website, because I love to give you guys the shout outs. Okay, enough with the setup. On to today's live Q&A straight from Periscope. We are live. And I'm doing something different today. I'm recording this live. I am on my laptop recording the audio to be a podcast, and I'm also recording this live on Periscope. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and today I am recording this live from Periscope. The questions that I'm being asked are people who are live on Periscope. And the very first question that I have actually is a comment, and it's from one of the people who's watching, who says, "Hey, I have that same microphone," and it is an ATR 2100. I'll show this to you. Audio Technica. It's a very inexpensive microphone. It's like $50 maybe. I have like $700 microphones, but this one does the trick. It's great, super easy. So let's get started with questions. Here we go, taking your first questions. So the first question was, how do I increase my social media presence? The way that you increase your social media presence is by picking just two platforms. Pick the two that you like the best. Pick the two that are most well-suited for your personality, for your business, and where you can find your lifers. And then dig in deep. Don't try to do 50 social media platforms. If you don't really understand Periscope, and you don't really like Facebook, and you don't really love Twitter, then don't do those. Just do the ones that you love, you already like, and go deep. Be consistent, post every single day, and interact. You've got to interact with people. If you're not interacting, then nobody knows that you're actually there, and it's live, and it's you, and that you care. That's the best advice I can give you on social media in a quick little nugget. Next question is, should you start a new Instagram or use your existing one, Gina Griner? Thank you for asking that question, Gina. It depends. If your personal Instagram account is well matched to your brand, to what it is you are offering, and if it provides value and content, well, then by all means, use that. And if it doesn't and you want it to, you can clean house. And I mean that, like, take off all of your dumb posts. Not that you have dumb posts, Gina, but like I'm saying, some people do, right? They've got like pictures of their dog and pictures of a cat and pictures of a sunset, and it doesn't provide value. And on Instagram, people want you to use Instagram kind of like a magazine, kind of like Pinterest. We're looking for a specific topic. We're looking for something that's quick and easy and that provides me value on something very specific. You can go as broad as maybe two or three categories, but the more of a niche and specificity that you can create on Instagram, the better. That's why I have multiple Instagram accounts. You'll see my personal one, but aside from that, I also have a fashion account. I have a motivation account. I have one that's for food. I have one that's for Instagram tips. And then I have my personal one. So there's lots of different niches, and each one I can provide for people exactly what they expect, what they came for. So if somebody's following me on home workouts for you, they want home workouts and they really don't care what outfit I'm wearing, right? And if someone's following me for fashion, not like I'm a fashion diva, but like, you know, I like to share what I wear. And if they're following me for that, then they're really not interested in Instagram tips. So I try to niche out all of my Instagram accounts. Cool. Next question coming up. Be sure to include your name too. Snowflower99 asks, how do you get your friends and family members to join your business and not create any problems? Well, I think that's a very slippery slope. I mean, if you feel like you're being, you know, kind of a pest, or like that's all you're talking about, it can be kind of a nuisance. My personal opinion is, let them just see how well things are going. Let them notice how happy you are. Let them take note themselves of how cool it is that you're doing this thing, and wait until they ask. That's my personal opinion. Now, others may have a different opinion, but I just kind of think that's the way to go. Otherwise, you end up being, I don't know, that kind of that annoying family member who's always like, hey, have you tried this soap that we're selling? And you're just like, you stop inviting them to things because you know they're always going to be pushing whatever it is that is their business. The other thing you want to consider is, you know, your family is going to be your family forever. I would just guess that 10 years from now, you won't be involved in the same business today that you will be 10 years from now. I know I'll be doing something different. I think most of us will. So it's just not worth burning bridges or damaging relationships for a business. There are millions and millions and millions of people out there who are likely to join your business, who are ideal to join your business. So I don't know that I would be fishing in your pond. I think I would move outside of your family pool, your genetic family pool, and talk to people outside of that very tight-knit, genetically linked group of individuals. Okay, next question. Very good. Go to work naked. Okay. I like your screen name. She asks, or he asks, how do you switch back and forth between your Instagram feature accounts? Oh, cool question. Okay. So a couple of ways you can do this. Number one is I love using the app that I suggested people download shortly after my own security scare when I was cyber hijacked. I suggested that people download an app called 1Password. Now in 1Password, I have stored each and every one of my Instagram passwords. And now all I have to do is open the app and I click on the whatever account it is I want to log into and it just loads it immediately. So it takes maybe 30 seconds to switch back and forth between Instagram accounts. I know other people keep separate phones, like they have an old phone that's kind of obsolete and they just use that in the office or they will give that to their assistant or someone who they've outsourced maybe another Instagram account to. So for example, I have an account called Home Workouts for You. And that on that Instagram account, what we do is just feature all kinds of people. It's not just my stuff. It's all kinds of people who are doing workouts from their home with little to no equipment. Now, that account is managed by Team Johnson. So our team members use a phone that we have. It's, you know, it's not like an iPhone 6 Plus. It's one of the older iPhones that we've basically retired, and it's just being used for Instagram. Or you could also have an assistant log in and out on your Instagram account. Great question. Lizzle asks, let's see. I didn't catch the name on this one, but someone just asked, is it ever a good idea to buy Instagram followers? The answer to that question is no. No, it's never a good idea. It's always a bad idea. Number one, a lot of times those Instagram followers, they're real accounts, but they've been stolen. How do I know? Because I had mine stolen. Yep, I had my Instagram account. If you didn't hear those episodes, they are still up on Build Your Tribe. I had my Instagram account hacked and then sold. So when you're buying followers, you're buying stolen accounts. It's kind of pointless. And if they're fake accounts, well, they're never going to turn into real customers. So it's just kind of a big waste of time. You don't need a lot of numbers. You don't need a lot of followers. You need deep relationships. And so that was a great question. I understand why you would ask, because sometimes numbers give us credibility, right? I mean, it's like the reason why I'm like, give me hearts when I'm on Periscope. And I have to stop myself from doing that. But it's also tempting, you know, because you know that the more hearts you're getting, the more credibility you have. It's just like this podcast. If it's nowhere in the top 100, I'm like, gosh, you know, I lose credibility unless it's being ranked. And the only way to get it ranked is if there's a lot of people listening. But, you know, you just have to always remind yourself it's about deep relationships. It's not about the number of them. It's deep relationships. So great question. Excellent. Rachel from Cleveland asks, is there an easy way to find videos to help your Facebook feed increase engagement? So recently I shared with everyone who's on my email list my best tips to help you prime your Facebook page. And what I mean by that is, and this is only for those of you who are using a like page, not a profile, but your like page, because yo, you're in business. So you got your big boy boots on. And what you want to do is get your Facebook feed excited about video from you. And the way that you do that is by sharing really good video. And it doesn't have to be your video. Isn't that cool? It can be other people's videos. If you see a video in your stream that's just killing it and it's super funny, share it. And then what happens is people who are following you will like it, comment, and then Facebook picks up on those algorithms. And it says, hey, this person's followers like it when this person shares video. So now you want to do that for about 2 weeks. And the question I was asked by Rachel is, where do I find that video, those great videos? Well, there are quite a few Facebook accounts that's all they do is share great viral videos. That's number one. Number two is you can share just about any video that's going viral, and there are lots of websites that specifically just post viral videos. And then number three is to just think about the stuff that you've seen, maybe even like 2 years ago, that you're like, oh, that was a really funny video. I think I'm going to share that video, because you know it's already got a track record. You know people already think it's funny. People already like it. Right? So that's the best way to prime your Facebook page. Next question is, so Jeanette asked, in addition, on that same very topic, which I'm glad you're asking me these questions, because these questions came up after I recorded that podcast. Do you have to share videos related to your business? No. Because what we're doing is priming. In other words, we're trying to get Facebook algorithms to recognize that when your page shares video, I'm trying to get rid of that glare, when your page shares video, people who follow you like it. So it doesn't have to relate to your business, because laughter is universal. What doesn't relate to laughter? I don't care what business you're in, except for maybe if you're in the funeral home business, maybe that's not so funny. But like even that, like, you know, I'd like to work with a funeral home director who has a sense of humor. Right? So anything funny, anything super motivational, anything inspirational is going to get views, likes, and comments. Is it worth it to pay for likes or a boost on a Facebook post? No. Listen to my expert, my go-to person is Amy Porterfield, and she's just going to tell you that is a waste of money. You need to get into your Facebook advertising by looking at your power editor. That don't boost a post. It's just, there's no way to really be able to track the metrics. There's so much more that you can do, and you really have a far better control over who you're reaching and how you're reaching them if you're using the power editor on Facebook. Is it easy? No, but there's some tremendously easy courses that will teach you how to use it. For those of you who are marketing impact students, that's the online academy that I teach. We go over it. I do a full online tutorial and I show you exactly how to use the power editor. And that's your best. It's a great investment. I mean, it's like an ATM machine if you really understand how to use Facebook advertising. Okay, how do I deal with this question? I'm sorry, it comes from Kate. She says, how do you deal with months that are slow and people who have excuses? I ignore the excuses and just keep moving forward. I do think it is, however, important to account for those, because every business has seasons. And so when I know I'm going to have a slow time, that's when I'll plan more vacations, more time off, or just catching up with business. You have to expect them. You have to anticipate them. You have to plan on them. But excuses, don't waste any time on excuses. Just keep moving forward. You're welcome, Julie. Next question, and be sure to leave your name when you ask your question. This one comes from Holly O'Leary. She says, how do you suggest starting your email address or your email list? I suggest you start it by listening to Build Your Tribe every single day of your life, because that's all I talk about is building your email list. Your email list is like everything. I don't think you should try to build your social media or anything else, or write a book, or record a podcast, or sell a product, or blah, 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 or blah, 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 or blah, 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 until you build your list. It doesn't make any sense. And everybody wants to do that, because like everybody wants to like be able to say, I created this and I created that. Don't create anything until you create a list. Hashtag duh. And I get super passionate and super annoyed by this, only because I've been there, only because I tried to do it the backwards way. And it's hard and it's devastating. And it's so much easier if you'll just build your list first. I know it's not sexy and I know it's not that fun, but you build your list first. And you do that by creating a killer freemium, which is, in other words, a gift, something you're giving people in exchange for your email address. And that's where the relationship builds. And when people give me their email address, I take care of them. I don't spam them. I send them my best tips. Like I just gave them everything I know recently about building your Facebook engagement. And I think it's really important that everybody build their list. It makes business so much easier. That's Build Your Tribe, and you can find it on iTunes. This, what we're recording right now, will show up on a podcast tomorrow on Build Your Tribe. It's an experiment. We'll see how it goes. Next question and last question, because I did promise my husband we would cut this short. We're about to go get a workout together. And so let's see what that next and last final question is. Amy, Ashleen, do you have any tips on how to become more assertive as a business owner? I think what you mean by that is confident. I hope I'm interpreting that correctly. And the best way to have more confidence is to believe in yourself. It's to build confidence. It's to build confidence by having experiences that you live through and go, hey, that wasn't that bad. And I was super afraid to do that. I was super nervous to do that, but it turned out okay. And it'll be better the next time and the next time and the next time. And just care a lot less about what people think about you. I mean, I want to take care of people, but I can't worry if you don't like me or if I've come off a certain way to you. I just have to be me. And the less I worry about that, the more confident I can become. Because I can't be everybody's cup of tea. Some people are just not going to like me, which is fine. Because there's not enough people or time in the world to be able to get to the people who I do like and who do like me. That was my last question. I've got to cut it short. But if you like this, if you enjoyed this format, give me a bunch of hearts. Because if there's enough hearts and enough interest, we can do it on a regular basis. I hope you don't mind that we stuck exclusively to business questions. And this episode will appear tomorrow on Build Your Tribe. How cool is that? So, by the way, I've used a Rode mic to capture my audio from my phone. And I've used the Audio Technica. And I'm recording it live into a free program called Audacity. Audacity, you can download onto your laptop or desktop, and then once you plug in your mic, it gives you an MP3 file that you can use as a podcast later. Well, that was it. That was my live recording from my Periscope done today, just a few hours ago. I would love for you to be a part of my next one, so be sure to get on Periscope. Dude, it's cool. I love it. And I think I said it a few times in the broadcast, but just as a reminder, when you do get on Periscope and you ask me a question on one of those Q&As, the way Periscope is right now, it's really incredibly hard to see the name of the person who's asking the question. You can read the comments really easily, but you can't see their name very well. So if I can, I would love to suggest that you ask your question and then give me your full name, if of course you want me to read that on the air, or you could even include your website. Now, I can't guarantee that everybody's going to get a shout out or that I'll get to every question, but as you can tell, we got through a lot of great content. And if this is something you like, I can tell you this is going to make it really fun and simple, and it's a great way for me to repurpose content. Now, if you too are building an online business, we know that content is key. I don't know if it's king, but it's definitely key. If I can create content that is useful, that is valuable to people, well, then I start to attract the kind of people that I like, the kind of people that I want to help, the kind of people that I want to work with. But creating content takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. For me, I've been trying to figure out, okay, do I really want to get caught up in another social media platform when I already have so many that I love? And so I just decided, okay, I have to find a way to make this work where it's not taking up more time. And so I think this might just be the answer. I hope you agree. If you do, leave me a message. Go to shaleenjohnson.com/podcast, and there you'll see a little widget for my SpeakPipe, and you can leave me a voicemail message. You can say, I loved it. That was super cool. I'm going to get on your next Periscope. Or better yet, download Periscope, follow me, and I will see you on my next live broadcast. All right, don't forget to set your notifications so that you know when I'm live. And of course, they're only up for 24 hours, but the podcast is up indefinitely. My goal here is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Yo, we're done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.